once again, we're in Siman Kuf Chav Ches, Siv Chav Dalet, which is all the way at the end of page 11. So yesterday we were talking about that the Kohanim are not supposed to be distracted while they duchen, and we talk about them covering themselves, and everyone else is not supposed to look at them, so they're not distracted. We talk about where the Shekhinah comes down and all that type of stuff, which we saw discussed yesterday. So that brings us to Chav Dalet. So the Machaber says, Am Sha'achurei, turn the page, HaKonim, the people who are behind the Konim, Enam Bichlal Bracha, they don't count. They're not included in the Bracha, the Birkas Konim. The Mishnah Berurah explains that even if they're behind the Kohanim, even if there's nothing in between them, there's no wall, there's nothing, but they're just behind the Kohanim, so they're not included in the bracha. The reason is, as we've seen before, in Mishnah Berurah Lamed Zayin, that you're supposed to be facing the Kohanim. We saw that. So therefore, if you're behind, you're not included in the bracha. Machaber continues, Aval Mlifneham Letzideham, but facing the Kohanim, even not directly, but if you're facing the Kohanim, even on the side, Mishnah Berurah explains, even directly on the side, Afilu Machitza Shel Barzel Einam Afsekas, even if there's not to go back to Cold War era, even if there's an iron curtain, still that wouldn't interrupt between the bracha and the people. Now this, of course, is assuming that the people, well, we'll see more about this. L'acharem nami, and even behind, even if the people are behind the Kohen, which we said does not work before, im hem anusim, if it's out of their control, kigong, for example, am shebesados, the people who were working in the fields, shem trudim b'malachon, they were busy at work, they didn't have time, don't forget they used to duchen every day, like the Svarim do, right? That's what we're talking about. So they're busy at work. Right? For us Ashkenazim, it's not a problem because Yontif. But let's say if you duchen every day, or let's say in Eretz Yisrael, so even if it's beyond their control, for example, they have to be at work, the einam yecholim lavo, and they just can't come. They would like to come, but they can't. Hem b'chla bracha. So then they're included also. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings up an interesting case. We don't have it that much anymore. It's a very nice thing, but actually we do have it here a little bit. That is, people have set places. People have set places. So many of you maybe don't appreciate, but in some like Hasidic shuls and Shtiblach, they have it. They have what they call Mizrach Vant, right? They have an eastern wall, and that was considered very important. If you had that seat, if you were honored to sit on the eastern wall. So in fact, one of my relatives who daven in such a chassidish place, they have this. In fact, they have seats, and each seat has like a separate compartment. Like you go in and there's a door, a little door, you walk in, and you have your own little separate compartment that you the person could sit in. That's on the Mizrach Vant, as they call it.
Like box seats?
Yeah, it's literally like a box. And so now it could be in that type of case. The Mishnah Berurah brings up this case. The shul's full. Right? The shul's full. And you got the box seat. Now, your seat is the rabbi, the Rav has the seat right near the Aron, right? Right on the side of the Aron. And then the Mizrach Vant continues from there. So where are the Kohanim? The Kohanim are over here. Right, if you could picture that. I'm sure you can all see this on it if you're listening to it on the radio. But so in other words, so they're really, the Kohanim are now facing out. So where are the people on the Mizrach Vant? They're behind the Kohanim. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down a number of poskim who say that in that case, the people would be considered anusim. That's their set seat. So what are you going to do? That person is going to go sit over there. That's somebody else's seat. Right? Where are they going to go? So Mishnah Berurah says, maybe not. In other words, unless it's Ayachves, what type of shul, you know, there's always some place you could stand, right? You don't have to, you're not sitting there. You don't have to take someone's seat. So you could go by the bima, or maybe parallel to the Kohanim, or so on and so forth. But again, so that is a discussion in the Mishnah Berurah, whether someone has a set seat, and the set seat happens to be behind the Kohanim when they're dochening, would that be considered an anus? Would that be considered beyond their control? Again, because they'll go into someone else's seat. So that would that be a problem? Would they be included in the bracha or not? Chav hey, let's just do chav hey very quickly.
Wait, what was the answer?
The answer is it's best. The Mishnah Berurah comes out as best if you could hang out by the bima. You know, nobody has a set seat by the bima, right? Unless you went hagba and glila. Hagba, so, but that's not a set seat. So that would be the best thing to do. Okay, I'll just do chav hey very quickly. Beis HaKnesses Shekula Kohanim. Let's say you have a shul, all Kohanim. I mean, most places have the other problem. You don't have any Kohanim. But let's say it was shul, all Kohanim. Right? In Europe, sometimes they had shuls that were like guilds. In other words, they had the tailor's shul, and everybody hung out in the shul might have been tailors. And they had this shul, you know, and everybody... They're all Sephardim. No, that's different. No, that's a little different. No, I know some shuls would be like, want to be all doctors, right? You know, just, you know, like all lawyers, all CPAs. But anyways, all Kohanim. So then what they do? Im ein sham ela yud. Let's say there's only exactly a minion. How do you like this shul? You have exactly a minion, they're all Kohanim. So kulam olim leduchan. So they all go up in duchan. So then the question is obvious. Lamim of Arkham. So who are they giving the bracha to? The place is empty. So the halacha says Lachem Shabbisados to the people out in the fields, like we learned before.
Oh.
Right? The people out see everything. Umi yon acharem amen. But who's gonna answer amen? Hanashim v'ataf, the women in the women section. Vim yesham yosem rasar. How about if you have 12, and they're all Kohanim? If you have 10, so everybody's going to go up. If you have 12, let's say just to pick a number, hayaser rasar. Those who are more than 10, in other words, two people. We're not saying who you pick, but in other words, you take two of them. Vivarchu. Those two go up. Vehasara onim acharem amen. And then the 10 answer amen. Again, we're not talking about which of the 12 you pick. We're just saying how many go up to Duchen? 2. How many answer? 10. So in the first case, when everyone's a Kohen, we don't have any answers. In the second case, when we have room to spare, so we'd rather have a minion answering. Okay, we'll talk about this a little more in Meretz Hashem Blin Nedar tomorrow.
Why did Chaver choose 12 rather than 11?
No, he didn't pick 12. He just 10. Said more than 10. Could be 11 or... Right. I said I'm just picking that number randomly. But it just means anything. It could be 11.
Okay.
So then you'd have one dochening, one Kohen dochening, and you'd have 10 answers. Right? Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll pick this up next time we get together. Meretz Hashem Blin Nedar.